Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Lots of reports of people coming down with illnesses across the area. Some as bad as whooping cough, others just ordinary colds.
Can I just share a program note here with everyone? Greg Pancake Hill produces the show.
And are you going to make him say something?
He's virtually unlistenable.
What up?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 7:12 on this Tuesday morning, the sign read, "Dude, where's our ballot box?" Remember that story? Got an update on Mayor Dropbox here. I got to find my... It's happening. We have this thing where I think there's never been in the history of news more attention paid to Wausau, Wisconsin than a common council meeting there.
And an empty Dropbox.
Yes, that is tonight's scheduled assembly of that august body there in Wausau. 6:30 tonight, the city votes on what to do about its lone ballot Dropbox, which was outside City Hall, and then it wasn't, and then it was again. Update you on tonight's action in a moment. But first, a quick review in the wake of the state Supreme Court reversing itself and then once again allowing ballot drop boxes to be used to collect absentees. The city clerk in Wausau placed a ballot drop box outside City Hall. Mayor of Wausau, Doug Dinney, at work on a Sunday, saw the box, noticed it wasn't secure, it wasn't bolted down, and this is what he did about it.
I went in and got a cart, and I wheeled it up to my office. So I put it in a safe place, and there it sits.
So he went and got a dolly or a hand truck, as they call it, right, and rolled it into his office at City Hall. The mayor talking there with WAOW-TV in Wausau late last month. He now faces, oh, by the way, a Department of Justice investigation as to whether his actions violated election law. That's a separate battle from what we're talking about tonight, because there's still the issue of, okay, what to do about the Dropbox.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Dropbox is back out now. It is now secured to the ground. So to tonight, the mayor was originally seeking a vote on a resolution that would have blocked the use of the box. He wanted the Common Council to step in and say, like they've done in Brookfield, like they've done in New Berlin, we're going to elect not to have a drop box. According to the state Supreme Court ruling, you can have drop boxes, but you don't have to.
Right.
So it's
not
up to every
forced.
Community. So that's what he wanted originally. So the mayor wanted the council to shut it down. New information this morning from the Waukesha Herald is that the mayor apparently is changing his tune, now putting an amended resolution before the council that will seek additional funding for security of the box. Mayor said he doesn't like the lighting, doesn't like one of the security cameras, so he's seeking $3,000 for upgrades and allowing the box to remain. That's what he wants the Common Council to vote there. Quite a different change, different approach from, we can't have this, I'll put it in my office, to, well, let's find a way to make it more secure.
Yeah.
I mean, if he'd sought the latter solution in the first place, this much we know. State DOJ would not be investigating him. That meeting tonight, 6:30 in Wausau.
And there it sits.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
What's happening now with Romeo Doubs? Packers have their off day today. The third-year wide receiver suspended, missed last week's game. Had a meeting with Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on Monday. Coach, what was it all about?
I think with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I just...
Thank you.
I'd rather, you know, what's done is done, and we're moving forward. And, you know, I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Now, Matt LaFleur is a football coach, but he is also a manager in a workplace. Just like your boss,
yep.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
So just that could have
yes.
been your boss at the
yes.
company meeting this week. You know, we're going to move forward. We're not focused on things that have happened. You're waiting for an explanation on some stuff that went down, right? And you're not getting it. All right. So the report originally, though, from Sports Illustrated that suggested Doubs was upset that he wasn't getting enough action, wasn't getting the touches, that seems to be holding up. And we talked about this. I was worried about this in the preseason, E. You got a young quarterback. You got a lot of young receivers who are about the same level of talent and experience. Mm-hmm, they're kind of coming up together.
Yep.
So who rises up? Tausch was talking about that. I thought there could be, if things aren't going well, some chirping, some trouble. about who's getting it, who's getting a chance to eat.
Who's getting the most pie.
That's right.
In regards to trying to get everybody involved, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it can potentially be a problem if you let it be.
Yeah, good problem to have, but it can be a problem, and it was this past week. Will it be a problem next week or week 17 or in the playoffs remains to be seen. A lot probably has to do with whether or not we're winning, because it's all good when you're winning. Dobbs is expected to return to practice tomorrow. Packers play the Cardinals at noon on Sunday.
Monday Night Football, Chiefs, Saints at Arrowhead, and overheard in the crowd. Let's go Royals. Yes, the Royals were playing game two of their ALDS against the Yankees. The Royals would win that game, by the way, 4-2. And the team admitted, they're like, yeah, kind of heard some noise going on. We could tell something was happening with the Royals game at our Chiefs game. Chiefs would go on to win 26-13. So they're going on to their bye now, the Chiefs are. And Patrick Mahomes was asked about what he's going to do during his bye week, and he said he'd love to be able to catch one of the Royals games.
That's the plan. I got to just, it's bye week, so Brittany's vacation and me getting to the Royals game will feed for sure.
Yeah, No, man, you're finally back home. You're taking the kids. You ain't going to the Royals game by yourself there.
I love that. Guy gets like a week off in 6-8 months. And like, yeah, about what we were going to do. Some of the guys are going to the game.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, and then after we're going to stay over, then we're going to golf.
Yeah, don't think that's happening. As far as baseball goes, every series tied at one apiece as of now.
And watch a pitch.
Yeah. I know. I'm not there yet. I get it.
Inviting you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. Only takes you about 10 minutes to fill it out. You just text the word survey to the WTMJ Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send the survey link right to you. And to thank you for filling it out, we'll enter you to win a package that includes $2 regular season tickets for this upcoming year and an overnight stay at the Pfister. Nice one today, high of 68 degrees under sunny skies. Mainly clear tonight, low down to 46, and not a drop of rain through the five-day forecast here on WTMJ. Right now at 52.
Hurricane Milton becoming the strongest hurricane in the Gulf in nearly two decades. Expected to make landfall early Thursday near Tampa Bay. Could see 15 inches of rain, could see 15 feet of storm surge. Listen to this. This is the mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, on CNN. She says if the models are accurate, there'll be at least one county underwater. Listen to what she told CNN.
I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
Bo, bringing in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky, who's been tracking the storm. I don't know, Niz, like, I have mixed feelings about what the mayor there said. If she really believes that's the case and you got to get people out and that's what it takes to move them out, okay, but then on the back end, it's like, well, then the storm better deliver, because then, I mean, right. You run into this all the time with severe weather predictions.
Yes, 100%. I totally know where you're going with this, and I agree with that, because, yes, with tornadoes, there's many times where, you know, you tell people to go in the basement, they come out, and they don't have a leaf that's gone.
Yeah, nothing, fine.
Yeah. So, like, I get that. And there's mentality of being better safe than sorry, but that is strong language. However, I do think now it really depends on if you are in like a voluntary evacuation zone or a mandatory evacuation zone. And if she's talking about, you know, like mandatory evacuation zone, like if you live like literally a couple blocks from the bay there in the Tampa area, you better get out, because yes, you will either be standing on your roof waiting for a helicopter or you will die. Like, that's kind of where you're at. Like, if this storm does in fact track the way the models are showing that it's tracking, and there's a very good agreement on it. Now, with that said, this storm has already weakened since yesterday. I'm not saying that it's all of a sudden just going to completely fall apart. However, as it travels northeast, it's not going to fall apart completely, but it's going to work its way out of what was more of a favorable environment to produce a Category 5. The water temperatures are a little bit cooler. There's a little bit more shear. It takes a lot. It takes the ideal, the best conditions, worst conditions to produce a Cat 5. Yesterday, there was a point where this hurricane got pretty much as strong as they get, like that Earth can produce. You know what I mean? There's limitations. There's scientific ingredients that it got that to that strength. It's kind of working out of that area that it could produce that.
Does the fact that Helene just rolled through a couple of weeks ago affect this at all? Obviously, I mean, outside of the fact that there's debris across many areas of Florida as is because of Helene, but are there other factors?
Yeah, I think it's with people's mindset. I'm hoping what Helene did was wake people up to realize, yeah, these things can really do some crazy damage and can be, you know, very life threatening. I think even like locations that are away from the coastline with Helene, like I think that was a reminder that, hey, folks who live in Orlando, this thing's going to come barreling through for you too and cause, you know, some big problems, for you as well, even though you're away from the coast. So I think it does open that up. Some residual things directly from Helene. There are some places like St. Pete Beach that, like, if you are along the water, like you have sand and water that came into your house, and your house is maybe even a total loss, that you have all of this garbage that is piled up on the streets from the last storm that hasn't been able to get cleaned up yet. That's going to be a really big problem with, you know, if winds come in at 130, 140 miles per hour. So yeah, those are, but I guarantee you those zones that flooded from Helene are guaranteed mandatory evacuation zones. Ugh. And if you know anyone who is in a mandatory evacuation zone with us, you got to get out, because what we saw with Helene was a 5-foot storm surge in the area that could get a direct hit that could have a 15-foot storm surge. So those people need to be out for sure.
Bringing it back home here quick, Niz, I see not a drop of rain in the 5-day forecast.
Unbelievable.
And I also see pop at an 80 on Friday.
Yeah, dude, this weather has been, I mean, going all the way through September, even part of August has been, I mean, besides the lack of rain, which I know me and you, we hate, but it has been an awesome stretch of weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been crazy.
I'll deal with it. I'll put the sprinkler out if it means that we're golfing every day and doing all that stuff.
I think something I was looking, it was like 40 of the last 42 days have been sunny. Like that's wild. Like that's like we live in like Phoenix or something. I mean, obviously not the heat, but like the classified as sunny. So it looks like that continues all week. Temperatures are going to be in the 60s, eventually 70s by the end of the week. And yes, Friday is the day that if we pop an 80, it will be on Friday, and then we cool down again into the weekend.
I don't know why you live in any other state in the union, Niz. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, the way things have been going, we don't even get winter, you know.
Thanks, my friend.
Wisconsin, the Central Coast, baby.
You bet. Take care, man. You know who else wasn't surprised? Xavier McKinney. We'll hear from him in sports at 7:45.
Lots of reports of people coming down with illnesses across the area. Some as bad as whooping cough, others just ordinary colds.
Can I just share a program note here with everyone? Greg Pancake Hill produces the show. And
you're going to make him say something?
He's virtually unlistenable.
What
today.
Up?
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. Yesterday I sounded way better. I had like a guttural thing. It was like, I was like, oh, I'm sexy radio host guy. I'm losing it this morning. This is not
can you? And here's the thing. Greg produces the show, so there's a lot of back and forth we need to ask. He needs to tell us, hey, this is coming up, that's coming up, right? Can you just, for, what do we have, an hour and a half yet? Can you just text me instructions for me?
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear it.
It does. If there's one thing that, like, gives you pain even to listen to, it's that.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
Do you feel okay, though?
I feel better than yesterday, believe it or not.
All right, then.
This is Greg improving. Well, great. Stick with us for the next hour and 20 minutes or so. We'll see what happens. You're welcome, Steinhoffels. This report brought to you by Steinhoffels.
No, here, I'll say it. This report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com.
So you could blame these two Nobel Prize winners for beginning the end of the world.
The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to American John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton, a British Canadian, for discoveries that enable machine learning. Hinton, who works at the University of Toronto, is known as the godfather of artificial intelligence. Hopfield works at Princeton University. Hinton has predicted that AI will have a huge influence on civilization, bringing improvements in productivity and health care. But he has indicated there could be a downside with, quote, things getting out of control. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I invented this really awesome thing, and I mean, but just to warn you, it could end the world.
Bullseye.
Yeah.
Things could get out of control, and we get all that.
Thanks, Professor. Thanks for telling us now.
Not my problem.
Okay, well, I guess it's
sure
our
that's
problem.
What everybody over at Skynet thought.
Right? What was the name? I bet they won Nobel Prizes right, also in
absolutely.
Physics.
Absolutely. What was the name of the company that made Skynet?
It wasn't just Skynet.
I know. I thought Skynet was what they designed, the company. Talking about Terminator.
Some nerd will text it.
That's right. Absolutely, and I will read it. 7:44, we got sports up next.
Why are you laughing at me?
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers and Cardinals this week. Headlines in Green Bay include Romeo Dobbs coming off suspension. He is expected to practice tomorrow. Also, we know Eric Bold predictions Bilstead was not surprised that safety Xavier McKinney now has 5 interceptions.
I expected it.
In his first 5 games. We know that because Eric predicted he would have 10 picks on the season. You know who else is not surprised? Xavier McKinney.
Would you thought I was crazy? I mean, what would you have thought of that?
No, I wouldn't have thought it was crazy at all. You know, I went into the season, I'm on a mission, and, you know, that mission doesn't stop until we play our last game.
So what he said next was he's on a mission to get exactly 10 picks.
No, he didn't. Stop it.
Actually,
you're toying with me now.
I'll first tell you, that was Packers writer for USA Today, Rick Wood, been around for a long time, asking McKinney, look, if I had predicted before the season you'd have 5-5, would you have thought I was crazy? And so McKinney's like, no, this is what I do. So I bet, E, if we ask him, would you have found the 10-pick prediction crazy, he'd have said, only 10?
Mm-hmm. Right. I love it.
So there was this other issue on Eric's prediction. So he is texting during the game, Eric and Pancake. You were seeming to suggest that McKinney's fumble recovery before the interception might have counted toward your predicted outcome.
Greg texted and said, does that count?
Yeah,
question mark?
It does not count. That was my ruling. You know who agrees with that? Xavier McKinney.
Would you have counted it if you just didn't have the pick, just the fumble? It would have been a takeaway streak?
No.
You needed the pick?
Yeah, we needed a pick. Yeah, we needed a pick. So, like I said, I should have had another one, but we'll get back to it.
We'll get back to it. Get back to it. We'll see if he goes 6 straight games with a pick at noon on Sunday against the Cardinals.
All the timelines on social media from anyone you know in Kansas City on Monday night was someone watching both the Saints-Chiefs game on a television and then watching the Royals-Yankees game on another TV, or maybe being at Arrowhead while watching on your phone the Royals game. This is the fun little thing, because both teams were playing last night. The Chiefs would win 26-13, and the Royals would beat the Yankees 4-2. Pretty neat that Andy Reid, after the game, mentioned the Royals specifically.
But not the least here, the Royals. My hat goes off to Matt for the job he did there with his crew, and they got their playoff win against a pretty good Yankee team. So, impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. I'll give you this. You were laughing at Greg's voice being so remarkably good. You want to hear something that might almost sound as bad as that? Here's the call on 97-1, the ticket, a home run by a Tigers player.
Deep. Going back is Brennan. He's looking up, and it's
all right.
Jeez. Oh, man!
That's why you need an engineer.
Yeah,
folks.
Who's your Kent Sommerfeld over there? My goodness, you're fired.
Someone's got to help that out.
I've only been doing radio for a few years here, but that sounded slightly overmodulated.
The Tigers would also win. They beat the Guardians.
Triple word score on overmodulated. 7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hafley, raving about Eric Wilson's guy Xavier McKinney as he gets another interception.
Innovator.
And a fifth straight game.
McKinney has an interception again.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
We have this. We're on the video screen. You and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. His head's yeah. so big with that prediction.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Morning, Tausch.
Good morning, Vinny. So I got a couple of little incidents that happened in the last couple of days that I wanted to... You guys are kind of my sounding board as far as, like, what's right, what's not. Okay. And if you have a little three-way stop sign, which is different than a four because there's grass in a park, and the I'm stopped here, and then there's people to my right that are making a left-hand turn. So if you're on the video screen, here am I, nothing here, left-hand turn here, and then no stop sign coming from this side. So if someone is coming straight, the left-hand turn person can't go left. I got to the stop sign after, but I saw that the person was coming straight. I decided to go, and the person that was making the left lost their blank at me. I could see it. They're blowing their horn. But did I do something wrong on this scenario?
So you don't feel that your early action impeded that left-hand turn driver?
They couldn't go left right. because somebody was coming from – it's the rare three-way stop. So if it's a four-way stop, yeah. it's obviously whoever gets there first. Even if they're making a left. This was a three-way, really a two-way stop, me and the person to my right, and the person coming straight. I could go straight because there was no turn signal. They're going left, and the person lost their blank at me, even though I could go, and I actually made it easier for them because then their left-hand turn is an easier turn.
100% with Tausch in this camp. Anything that moves it along. We have a lot of – I'm on the south side, and we have a ton of four-way stops, Tausch. I can't tell you. You know what makes me lose my mind? When you're there, when you're there before me,
I like roundabouts.
Anyway, you're there before me. I pull up next. It's very clear. It's your turn, and you're in there waving me along. Like, don't help me. Just follow the rules. Go. It's your turn.
So you'd rather?
Yeah, I'd rather wait. It's okay. Your turn.
Yeah, I don't think there should be waving. Like, it should be. And if somebody has to hit the brakes. If there's an incident, fine. And then you can wave. There should be no waving unless there's a brake hit. Someone has to hit the brake. Then the other thing, did you realize how does it happen here? Because, you know, we're old enough that we used to put keys in the car and you'd have to actually take them out and do that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's gotten better, fobs and the whole bit. But my buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's car or in his wife's purse.
Yeah.
So he goes, the car doesn't shut off or stop. He went all the way to our pickleball spot. And then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore. So if he would have stopped and got gas or stopped somewhere, he would have been, kind of up. So I think, is this standard? Because A, doesn't that leave it vulnerable for stealing a car? It be I never usually it goes crazy blah, 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 and yeah, it lets you know yeah. and then you run and grab your wife and you grab the fob, but that's another thing that it's just been a goofy automobile stuff going on the last couple days for me.
Methinks your friend wasn't paying attention because
how
the car,
can you not right the car would constantly you?
And then as you drive away it'd say, hey, you're 50 feet away from your key right now.
I've had that with the drop-off, right? You go and you want me to just drop you off, like where she's running into the store quick or whatever. Yeah, just drop me off. And then she goes out with the fanny pack or whatever that's got the fob in it, and then you're in the minivan and it's going, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, well, I can't shut it off. I need to go park. And then you just kind of just eat it.
Yeah, it's. I think we all just assume it'll stop. And if you are going to give a hug, you don't know how that all shakes out. But in this case, he ended up having to have his daughter bring the second fob because she was flying out, and it was a whole ordeal. And I'm very crazy about having my cell phone, wallet, and keys. I'm constantly like checking anytime I'm gone because those are kind of your three big things that if you have, you can pretty much function in this world. And if you don't, and if it's not there, that is one, though, when you're dropping someone off, or if you're driving and then you drop yourself off, you have it in your pocket. I was just amazed that the car let you go. I can understand he was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something, but that's the case where I think it should be an automatic 10-yard car shuts off if you don't have the fob. Are you on
right,
my on my
right
club?
There on the street.
It should shudder a little bit, too, when it shuts.
Yeah.
Kind of like when your lawnmower craps out on you. Just right, really right. Kind of violent. All right, Tosh. Did we settle it? Are we good?
I think you guys agreed with me on one, and I don't think we have any idea what the hell's going on with the fob. That's how I kind of took today's conversation.
We'll
so if I get 50% on that, I feel pretty good about it.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.